It's Morning Edition on KQED. I'm Brian Watt. The California grizzly is nearly ubiquitous in the Golden State, on everything from the state flag to t-shirts, coffee mugs, and ad campaigns. Of course, the actual bears have been gone for nearly a century. But as KQED science editor Craig Miller reports, a small but persistent movement to bring the grizzly back to California may be making some tracks.
At the Oakland Zoo, construction crews have started work on the California Trail Project. It'll feature the state's iconic critters, from big cats to California condors in natural-looking settings. But the centerpiece will be a three-acre habitat for grizzlies.
You know, unfortunately, they tell sort of the sad history of humans and wildlife here in California.
Colleen Kinsley directs animal care, conservation, and research at the zoo.
We want people to be aware of that. I mean, despite the fact that the grizzly bear is on our flag and our state seal, many people don't know that grizzlies existed in California and are really a part of this habitat and environment.
Or at least they were. For centuries before the gold rush, the best guess is there were probably 10,000 grizzlies in California. But by the 1920s, they'd been trapped and hunted into extinction.
They can be brought back.
Noah Greenwald is conservation director for the Center for Biological Diversity, an Arizona-based conservation group. In 2014, the center petitioned the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to reintroduce grizzly bears to California. That petition was denied. The agency said it didn't want to divert resources from its efforts to rebuild bear populations elsewhere. Currently, wildlife officials estimate there are no more than 2,000 grizzlies spread across four northwestern states. This bear was recorded in Yellowstone.
Certainly in Yellowstone National Park, which gets, you know, more than 3 million visitors a year, grizzly bears are a tremendous draw there and a real source of joy.
And yes, they can be a source of danger. A female grizz with cubs killed a hiker in Yellowstone last year. But bear attacks are exceedingly rare. So the center is taking its plea directly to the public. It's gathered about 13,000 signatures in an online petition and is about to launch the next phase of an ad campaign under the banner, Bring Back the Bear.
So I do think it's something with some education and with further study, something that people could and will rally around.
Hollywood hasn't helped matters, doing for grizzlies more or less what Jaws did for sharks.
I ain't afraid to die anymore. I've done it already.
Last year's Oscar nominee for Best Picture being only the latest example. Leo DiCaprio's grizzly encounter was likely the most talked about scene in The Revenant. Right now, about the only encounter possible with a native California grizzly is at the Museum of California in Sacramento, where Monarch, the bear that served as model for the state flag, stands stuffed behind glass walls. Alda Johnson and Susan Lucas from Concord appreciated the exhibit, but might prefer their grizzlies behind glass.
Well, I don't know.
I don't trust them to stay put.
Yeah.
And when we looked at that footprint, oh my God.
They're not alone. State wildlife officials are, to say the least, skeptical.
Yeah, I am.
Mark Kenyon is a bear biologist, a big bearded bear of a guy himself. Kenyon heads the state's Human-Wildlife Conflict Program. He's showing me the pens and trailers his agency uses to transport injured or wayward black bears. But black bears are not grizzlies, which can easily run twice the size, 1,000 pounds or more.
Could you put a grizzly in one of these?
No, sir. Nope.
Not big enough or not strong enough?
Not strong enough. That grizzly turned this thing into a tin can in a hurry.
Kenyon shares the museum goers' concerns about potential run-ins with grizzlies.
One thing I can tell you about bears is that bears roam, and they'll roam a long distance.
The Center for Biological Diversity has identified nearly 8,000 square miles of potential habitat in the remote Sierra Nevada, with a smaller area near the Oregon border. Kenyon's not sure it's enough.
I can only imagine how far a grizzly bear in California might roam in search for food, in search for mates, in search for its own territory.
I don't want to at all underestimate the challenge of something ambitious like this.
Even advocates like naturalist and author Jason Mark concede that this wouldn't be an easy lift. But he says the hardest part might be changing our own attitudes.
Changing the way that we think of what wild nature is good for. Is it good for us just as a place to go recreate and watch and look at? Or does wild nature have some intrinsic rights of its own?
But bear biologist Mark Kenyon isn't convinced that it's the best thing for the bears at this point.
For a stable grizzly bear population, we're looking in excess of 200 animals that can find each other.
Kenyon says any new population in California would be cut off from blending with other grizzly populations around the West.
If you get down to a density where the animals can't find each other, well, you're lessening the chance for them to breed, and then you're lessening the chance for the species to survive in the long term.
Back at the Oakland Zoo, they're preparing for their first bears in residence sometime next year. But Colleen Kinsley thinks maybe the best way to bring back the bears would be to let them come back on their own.
You can't just plop, a large predator into a location and say, all right, everybody just get along.
It's a long shot for certain. But given time, the tiny population of grizzlies in, say, the Northern Cascades could work their way down into California, just as wolves have drifted down from Oregon.
It would be a long way off, but I think probably easier than getting everyone to agree to bring bears from somewhere and put them in California.
It's likely that for a long time to come, the only way to see live grizzlies in California will be with a big fence around them. I'm Craig Miller, KQED News.
Support of KQED Science is provided by the David B. Gold Foundation, the S.D. Bechtel Jr. Foundation, and the Dirk and Charlene Cabsonell Foundation.